Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast. Once again this year, so thankful for all of our national and statewide awards and recognition. Also thankful for all of you listening to another year here on Tiger Talk. We're going to start off this week's show with a former Mr. Northeast. Back in 2009, Brent Johnson was named Mr. Northeast. These days, he's our Jails to Jobs Navigator. And first of all, Brent, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thanks for having me, Will. I'd like to point out those things were not necessarily leading into each other. Mr. Northeast doesn't always, lead to a jail to job navigator position. I'm not technically in jail at this time.
No, exactly. We're so thankful that you are coordinating or navigating this Jails to Jobs. And I'll tell you what, tomorrow, a big event, December 12th, you've got a big day coming up at the Alcorn County Regional Correctional Facility.
Right, that's right. About 10 of our inmates there who have been a part of the Jail to Job program will be taking part in a completion ceremony. They've completed a semester's worth of work and will be recognized tomorrow at the facility. And we're really proud about that and glad you guys were able to fit us in so we could kind of talk about the program and let people know what's going on there.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about that program. We'll lead right into that. This is now 30 inmates have taken advantage of this through the first three semesters that Northeast has implemented this program.
That's right. We're able to take 10 inmates each semester. We started back in the fall of 2017, and we've taken 10 inmates each semester. They have to be fully admitted to the school, so they have to have completed their high school diploma or their GED, whatever that looks like, and then they're admitted as a Northeast student. We get them into some classes, specifically focusing on what would be good in the workforce once they're released, and help them get into a position where that when they come out, they find a worthwhile career opportunity that helps them support themselves and their family and hopefully not come back to prison as a victim of recidivism.
Well, and that's exactly right. That's the bottom line. And trying to help them get on that right pathway. Talk a little bit about what they do. What are the classes that they're taking?
So currently we offer three college credit classes. Those are a manufacturing skills class, a Smart Start class, which focuses on career readiness certificate, and then also an English composition class. And those just give a very broad range and a very broad basis, but to help the inmates get some education opportunities and help them really feel what the college life is like, but then also to help them be employable once they are released from prison.
Wow, there's a lot of benefits not only to them, but for the school as well. And what about what they do after they're released? Using these classes, these certificate, if you will.
Sure. So the career readiness certificate really qualifies them for a lot of different career opportunities. We do work with state-level inmates, and so it's not just people who are going to stay maybe here in the five-county area. They can go anywhere in the state of Mississippi and sometimes outside the state, depending on where their family is from or where they're looking to restart their lives at. But specifically, if we look at the five-county area here that Northeast serves, the CRC certificate they earn qualifies them for jobs at places like Caterpillar, Proform, different welding and manufacturing entities throughout the area. And really what we're trying to do is give them a worthwhile career opportunity upon release. They've made some mistakes, but we want to help them get on the right foot coming out.
There's no question about that, and I know they're very appreciative of that. I tell you what, you work with so many different departments, Brent, here at Northeast. You've got Dr. Barragona when it comes to the instruction. Of course, Nadira Cole in workforce, even Chassie Kelly in admissions. You play dot to dot. Of course, you're based out of our Corinth campus, but when you head to Boonville, you visit different parts of campus, don't you?
Sure. I answer to a lot of different people, but also I don't want to think of it as answering to someone or being under someone's chain of command. I get to work with a lot of different people. I get a lot of exposure to the educational side, exposure to the workforce side, and then we partnered with and are funded by the Foundation for the Mid-South, and so that's actually how we get our funding for these programs to help pay the inmate tuition and that sort of thing. So while I do answer to a lot of people, I look at it as an opportunity to really work with a lot of people. And that's what's really awesome about Northeast is we're a big family here working together for the greater good.
Well, that's exactly right. Very well put. All right. How about going forward? We're all about, Ricky Ford, our president, is always looking ahead. He's always trying to keep us ahead of the curve. What's coming up in the spring semester?
Hashtag grow Northeast, right?
Grow Northeast, right on target there.
That's where we're going. So obviously we want to continue the program and make it self-sustaining. We want to be in a situation where Jelda Jobs at the Corinth facility is able to continue offering services to our state-level inmates. For those that are not familiar with the incarceration system, in the five-county area itself, the Northeast serves facility there in Corinth is the only one that serves state-level inmates or houses state-level inmates, people who have felonies long-term and that sort of thing. So obviously the one thing to look at would be to how do we conserve each individual county that we serve. So in 2019 in January, we're going to start a pilot program at the Prentice County Jail. It'll look at inmates who are there on a shorter stay, usually around 6 months or so. And instead of packing, you know, three classes, an entire semester worth of information into those inmates that are there, we're going to look at a short 1 month program to help them earn the career readiness certificate and look at the possibility of helping them find employment once they exit that facility. To be honest with you, we're just going to see how that goes. We're going to try it, see if it's effective, and hopefully it is, and then go from there. But one thing that we always want to remember with our situation here while we're attempting to grow Northeast and being really proactive in that is that we're constantly learning. So we may learn things along the way that we implement later down the road, or we may see that something's not necessarily working out like we had hoped, and we may take our efforts and our energies aside from that and put it in a different area. So currently, we're just trying to expand into more personalized market into those five counties and see what works there and see what ways we can use our resources to really help out our five-county area here that Northeast serves.
That sounds terrific. Well, Brent, I can't thank you enough for your time. Keep up the wonderful work, and good luck tomorrow with that event. What time will it start?
It'll be in the afternoon. We have to wait for court to conclude. We get to use the big courtroom, so we're probably around 1:30 to 2 o'clock. We'll be there in the courtroom at the Aucoin County Justice Complex there on Harper Road.
All right. Thank you so much. Enjoy the holidays.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, Will.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is Callie Scroggins. She's a freshman from right here in Boonville. She won the most beautiful pageant here at Northeast Mississippi Community College a few weeks ago in our annual competition. And she became the sixth straight freshman to win the competition, dating all the way back to the 2012-2013 academic year. First of all, Callie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you, and congrats, first of all, on winning the pageant. What was that experience like?
Thank you, but it was very good experience, especially as a freshman coming in, and you're looking at it like I'm just a freshman, I'm the lower classman, but to win it was a very special night for me, and I was very excited and very happy that they honored me with that. It was a very big honor.
Well, it was a terrific honor, and I know that smile on your face looks like it's still there, so that's something that'll stick around for a while, won't it?
It is.
Well, you might also be smiling because exams are over. What was the first semester like here at Northeast?
It was a really good experience. It's very different from high school, and I love the freedom, and I love this college, especially since it's in my hometown. I just love being here, and I'm glad I got to experience a community college.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, and you're a nursing major. Talk a little bit about that and why nursing?
I decided to do nursing. It was one of those things when you sit down and think about what you're going to do for your entire life. It was one thing that I just couldn't imagine myself not doing. My mom was a very big part in that major for me. I always saw her and how she had a heart to help people, and she was such a good servant. And so I'm a lot like my mom. I have a huge heart when it comes to stuff like that. And I just know that nursing was my major that I needed to do.
That's neat. And I know you said your mom went to Northeast as well, and then into the nursing. We got a very well-recognized nursing program, and you're also a cheerleader as well. Talk about two time-consuming parts of your life.
It is very time-consuming trying to deal with school and cheer and everything else, like you want to get activities in. So it's very consuming, but I feel like I manage it very well. I enjoy cheering a lot, and I love spending time with my teammates, so I couldn't imagine myself not being part of that team. And the nursing part, it's hard, but you just have to manage it. So,
yes. How about the iPad initiative? How's that like with the iPad in the classroom now?
I actually really like the iPad. Coming from Boonville High School, we were just an all-technology school, too. It started when I was an eighth grader, so I was very used to just being with technology. I never really had a textbook in my hand through high school, so it wasn't a very big change for me, but I also still like having the technology in my hand.
Yeah, it's been a big... been a big hit, I think, not just you, but a lot of the students seem to be all in on that.
Yes. Most of the people I've talked to, like my roommate, she's from Baldwin, and she never had the technology part until coming here, and she loves it.
That's terrific. You talked about Boonville High School, and you sure love, I know you enjoy playing softball, still enjoy playing some softball, and you're an active member of the softball team still today, and you even help out with some fundraising there when it comes to Boonville High School softball. Talk a little bit about that.
I do. Softball became a big part of my life when I was a freshman. I'd always cheered until then, but my freshman year softball really just took over a huge part of my life. The girls that were on that team, my coaches, staff, they became a huge part of my life. They're the staff that I could always trust, that I always went to. Softball, it was just different. It's different being on the field, feeling the air and the dirt in your hands. And just having a team like that, it just changes your life. And so I'm so excited to still be part of that team. And I do go help out a lot. And I just love it. It's like I never left.
Well, in fact, helping out even a couple nights after you won the most beautiful pageant here on campus, you're helping out with a snowman paint party.
I was. My snowman wasn't, like, great, but I did help out, and I was there. So.
Well, that's pretty neat. And, you talked about a little bit about this the night of the pageant, but some of the things that you enjoy besides everything that's going on here at Northeast, water skiing, watching Netflix, and taking naps. I thought that stood out. With your schedule, I think naps are kind of a key part of the equation, isn't it?
Yes. My mom tells me that I, as a child, would take 3 naps a day, which is very unusual, but I love it. I always find a time for a nap. It's actually my favorite part of the day, and they're not short. They're very long, so I do enjoy sleeping.
Well, you're going to get a chance to get some naps in over this Christmas break. I just can't thank you enough for coming in, being a part of the show, and congratulations on winning Most Beautiful, and good luck next semester.
Thank you again for having me. This has been a great experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Callie. Say, it was great to see Santa last night at our men's and women's basketball doubleheader. Appreciate all of you that brought toys to the games that were given to the Boonville Boys and Girls Club. Don't forget, we're at home again this Thursday night as well, 5:30 and 7:30 versus Lawson State. If you can't make it, no worries. You can always watch it on NEMCCTV.com. In fact, our sports information director, Blake Long, tells us all of our remaining basketball games are on NEMCCTV.com and on our radio network as well. A couple other friendly reminders. Don't forget to stay connected with Northeast on our different social media accounts, and that's campus-wide along with athletics. And you can fill out your FAFSA for the 2019-20 school year. Keep that in mind. That's been open since the beginning of October. And with that, it's time to wrap up our final Tiger Talk of 2018. Special thanks, as always, to my trusty sidekick, Michael Miller, for everything that he does behind the scenes each week to get us on the air. So for Brent Johnson and Callie Scroggins, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you on our next Tiger Talk, which is scheduled for January the 8th. Happy holidays, everyone.